So, now you've learned how to basically hijack someone's ability to resist you. I want to go beyond hijacking it and find how to actually utilize someone's resistance to actually help you to go the places you need to go in. You see, one of the problems about hijacking people's resistance using the law of reverse effect is that it creates a combative frame. It's very much you versus them. And that can create all kinds of other difficulties later. One of which, as an example, might be just purely people's self-esteem, because all of it is a question of overpowering them. I am the powerful hypnotist, you are the weak subject. Then that creates a very poor psychological frame for them to grow from. And over time, they may even start feeling bad about themselves because they can't resist an external impetus. People really need to know that they have control in their lives. And the irony is, the more someone feels out of control in their life, the more you're trying to wrestle the control away from them using things like the law reverse effect, the more struggle you will get from them because they desperately need to prove to themselves they're still in control. So why not kill two birds with one stone? Why not use the resistance they're going to offer anyway in such a way that it will build their self-esteem, get them to like you more in certain respects, build unconscious rapport, and at the very same time, still allows you to sneak your suggestions in through the back door. How do you do that? Well, the key to that is redirecting resistance. By redirecting resistance, I mean purposely giving someone something that they can resist you over, something that will fail, so that they feel validated and feel powerful or strong or whatever it is that they need to get out of that resistance. In the meantime, of course, you've piggybacked off the back of another suggestion or by the back door somewhere, the actual suggestion you want them to respond to. Well, let me give you a quick example of what I mean by this. Let's imagine you want someone to buy a car, and you figured out from your interactions along the way that this person really needs to be able to push back on something, needs to be able to reject some things to feel that, I know, that they're in control of the situation. So one of the things you could do to activate the tactic of redirecting resistance is, instead of just selling them the car, sell them the car and the insurance to go with it. Now, whilst they're busy finding reasons to reject the insurance and telling you why they're not going to have the insurance, they'll be busy signing the contract to actually buy the car, which is what your outcome was all along. So the law of redirecting resistance is really finding things that people will be able to resist you over, and whilst they're busy with their conscious attention on that particular task, you actually allow the actual suggestion to sneak in by the wayside, and they don't even notice it because they're too busy having a good time thinking that they're resisting you. Now, there are hundreds of ways in which you can actually apply this principle. And please note that all of these tactics, all the authority strategies, and all these stealth tactics really combine beautifully together to create something greater than the sum of its parts. So one way that you can actually help someone redirect their resistance, let's stay with the example of a car salesman for the moment. Might be, for example, to get them to resist you on the choice of colors. You might say something, "Hey, when you buy this car, you know you can get this in green and in red. Now, I think red would really suit you well." Now, whilst the person is busy telling you exactly why red is not the right color for them and how they actually prefer it to have in blue, not in green or in red, they're still buying into the presupposition that they would be buying that car. Now, presuppositions is yet another category of stealth tactics that we'll be addressing later on in this CD. But I want you to start thinking about this now, because all these tactics combine together to create something very, very powerful. And the principle itself is important, but the expression of the principle will come through with many different layers put together, and it's the layering effect that creates almost irresistible suggestions.